That just reminded me. I don't know why that fucking that came into my head with Kerry lotion, but
we wonder why.
My God, what are you doing over there? Did you put some on your hands?
Rubbing
into my hands. Lube it up over there in this way.
You want to hear another sick story?
Go for it.
Here we go.
You know, you got like your cum towel, you keep it inside of your bed. Like, you know.
I got one for you on that one.
Okay. Check this out.
A
cum towel. Everybody's
you know, like got
when you're done
towel.
Fucking or something, you need something to wipe your dick off. You keep that towel just for the cum, and that's it.
Okay.
You're done jerking off.
I don't have
You clean
one.
Up the
it's
space.
It's a special towel.
It's a cum towel.
It's
so
a special towel.
I was at the Hunter College dorms living there. I just got out of my house. I was fucking living life, having fun. Fucking, I had chicks over and then fucking whacking it 2 times a day. I was fucking young. And I had the cum towel, like, on the side, like, I had a speaker right next to my bed. It was like in between the speaker and the bed. So I had a bunch of my friends come over, and we went out partying the night before. And we wake up in the morning, and I'm like, ugh. And I see my buddy get up, and he grabs my cum towel and starts wiping his face.
Oh, no way.
And I went, Mike, no! And then he didn't hear me. My other friend looked at me and goes, no, it isn't. I went,
It's and the cum towel.
It was like one of those things I can never tell him because I think he would have fucking killed himself.
It's about the same thing that happened to me.
Yeah.
So I might as
I was
well
like,
not even bother with
no!
the fucking story.
It's like, you're hurting
you too?
Shit. Yeah.
I used to keep it in the back of my car. And it was a fucking hot summer day, and me and a whole bunch of other people got in. This guy got in the back, and he was like, oh, good, a towel. I'll wipe my fucking face clean.
that's disgusting. That's really oh, God.
It can happen. You got to watch
fucking
when you
brilliant.
Grab
it
a towel from somebody.
I wouldn't grab a towel from somebody.
Like, if I went into your bathroom right now,
I'd be worried.
I don't see, when I go into somebody else's bathroom, like, if I go into your bathroom right now, you start using your towels and shit.
But they're clean.
I'll use my fucking jeans before I use I don't know, what? But I don't know.
You're going to see people's fucking pubes on towels.
Fucking wrestling with your cock. I don't know. And he just slapped it back up there.
You got a couple of black curlies on there.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows? Maybe you went to wipe your ass and like a piece of shit came out of your hand. And you fucking wiped it off with a towel. I don't know.
This is why fags chased you down years ago.
Oh, shit. That's true. Because you tried to fucking run them over. I'm going to go down to the fag riots and run some fags over. And then it shows up on the 11 o'clock news.
Yeah, well, I guess I am a legend.
A lot of legend.
That is a classic piece of video. It's hard to explain, but Joe, but like, Chance, you should have played Lotto that day because that was like one in a million. That like it was just Joe happened to go down back in the gay riots in the fucking 90s in L.A. Joe decided to go down and see what the gay guys were doing, and he's got his car
turn,
surrounded.
Right?
Got his car
turn.
Surrounded.
He made a wrong turn.
He made a wrong turn, and they surrounded his car and they started shaking his car. So Joe did what every fucking guy should do. He hit the gas. So
right.
He went fucking, he was scared. You know, get out of my way. You know, you're threatening me. So, you know, boom, 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 fucking he hits a bunch of guys. And then he starts speeding down. He's in the clear.
All of a sudden, he starts hearing,
ah! And he looks in the rearview mirror and he's got 2 feet like hanging from his roof in the back, like you know, he looks. So he pulls over and he's like, fuck. And as he pulls over to get the gay guy off his roof, there happens to be a camera crew doing a live broadcast on the 11 o'clock news.
Yep.
And his cousin just happens to be taping the 11 o'clock news. So Joey pulls
in
the back.
Planets were in alignment.
So the reporter's like, we're here live in L.A. And we're at the riot. There's a riot. Gay riots are going on all over the place. And Joey's car pulls up in the back with a guy on the roof who's trying to hit him. He gets off, tries to rip the guy off, and all of a sudden looks and gets back in the car and takes off because there was fucking 200 gay guys chasing his car.
How funny is that?
And then right at the end, you see some like bull fucking one of those motorcycle gay guys with the fucking mustache, the leather, cut like shorty short shorts, okay, cut off Daisy Duke shorts, fucking heels and a purse, running after Joe's car. It's the funniest. Like that, you can't like Monty Python couldn't make that up on their best day,
yeah, right,
you know,
funny.
On their fucking Jeez. Best day.
And it's on YouTube.
It's
on YouTube.
What's it under?
It's if you put in ESPO. 1991. ESPO space 1991. Search for those two things.
That's
You'll
hilarious.
Find it.
Yeah. Well, dude, like that should be on like America's Most Funniest Videos.
Kicked in the back.
You might like Bob Saget in our next video.
Dude, I will cherish and keep that video for the.
That should
the
that should
time.
Be, like. Put in the space capsule and like fucking send it like space just so future alien life form can see Joey getting beaten by you gay guys.
God.
You know, what would have happened if you just, like, didn't get back in your car?
They would have scratched his eyes out.
What would have happened?
They were like, meow!
Oh, gang rape right there on Sunset Boulevard. What are you talking about?
Oh, gay guys always got big ridiculous. Dicks. Right? Things like a requirement to be gay, you have to have, like, a giant cock. I bartend gay nights, you know. I have a big gay following.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I'm the straightest gay bartender.
Yeah, he does. He bartends at a gay fucking club.
A gay night
at a
club.
Gay.
I have my Monday night. I have my Monday night boyfriends. Yo, gay guys tip great. I'll kiss their ass.
That's why you walk like that, maybe.
Because
she noticed when we were picking you up.
Yeah.
When we came to pick you up today in the car, when you're like, I'm gonna go get a soda, and you walk down the block.
Yeah.
And fucking, she goes, you know, he kind of walks like a girl.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
You swish your ass. You know?
You want to know why?
I can tell you why.
I have my hips pop in and out of the sockets. I have really bad hips. They pop in and out. Constantly.
Is that why you walk like a girl?
They pop out. Yeah, I guess so. I sashay. Get it right.
You do. You do sashay.
I'm very graceful.
Your ass like swings back and forth.
He swishes.
I'm very graceful.
You swish back and forth, right? Swish.
You do.
Swish.
I sashay.
Well, let me see. Walk over there. Walk over there.
Well, get up and walk over there.
Let him see.
Let's see.
Does he swish or what?
Look.
There he is. Swishes. Swish, swish, swish.
All right, now you're exaggerating. Fucking good. But you do. You swish. You do swish when you walk down the street.
I had a potato chip up my ass. I didn't want to break it.
So you must give the guys at the fucking gay club the wrong idea all the time.
Oh, yeah. The funny thing is, like, I'm married and shit, but if you were a fucking straight guy, that's the best place to be. And I'm going to tell you why. You're a straight guy. All these fucking gay guys are all good looking. They all fucking prim. They're in the gym. They all fucking wear these great clothes. And they have all these girlfriends that are their girlfriends. They go shopping with them, and these girls go out. Check this out. These girls go out,
really?
And they fucking go out drinking with them. And all the gay guys are really good looking. They're not interested in them. And I'm telling you, these girls get fucking wound up after a couple of drinks, and they see all this cock that they can't have. They're dripping, and they're like, these guys are all fucking hot. No one's paying attention to me. You're straight. You give them one little bit of attention, you could be like a troll, and they'll be like, you're straight. Let me fuck you. You know, I've seen it happen to guys. Like, if you're straight at a fucking at a gay night, all these girls gravitate to gay guys, and they round all these good looking guys, and they're drunk. And no one's paying attention to them. And you pay attention to them and you're straight, you'll get laid. I guarantee it.
And they all have money, too. You make money on gay nights.
So what you're saying...
I will admit, I did say, oh, my God, have you lost weight? And it makes me money, man.
You got to be kidding me.
So what?
Totally. Did you lose weight? You look fantastic.
Let's think about this here. He just came up with an idea.
What?
Straight guys should go to fag bars. Gay bars. Right? To pick up women?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, I guarantee you. I've seen girls like, you're straight? Oh, my God.
All right, so a straight guy should go to a fag bar.
Yeah, imagine that. I'm telling you, I've seen it happen. You're straight, go to a gay bar.
That's fucking words of wisdom from Steve Grillo. Very good. You're teaching the people.
It's
this is
untapped resource.
You are an untapped resource. You really are.
I am, and so are gay bars.
You better stay a fucking untapped resource.
I think I'll just bury myself now.
If I see you walking any fucking funnier than that, I'm not hanging out with you no more.
I have chronic hip problems.
He's swishing.
You got chronic hip.
He's swishing back and forth.
Why do you have chronic hip problems?
I got chronic and hip problems.
Too big of a cock in your ass?
No.
Too big of a cock in his ass. Yeah. Knocked his hips out of
alignment. I have my legs pinned by my head too much.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
My God. No, man. I just fucking...
What, do you have a dungeon in your house or something?
Yeah, well, pretty much. It's a dungeon. I ain't got no sunlight coming in. Got like four brick walls in my out of all my windows.
You
in my
have
apartment.
The chains hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, pretty much. No, I'm not into that.
You're not into
smacking around, beating people. That's for bars and stuff, not sex.
That's for bars.
Yeah, a little fucking pain.
So
with
then,
your
how'd
pleasure,
you have your legs pinned up?
just in theory. That's about it.
Alright, so what else you got planned here for tonight? What do you got, some Rammstein?
We'll play a little music.
Alright, play a little music and
But you know what I want to do first before? Let's play some music. But this is a tribute to, like, overseas people.
Overseas where?
Overseas.
Overseas
of the fucking
England,
United States,
overseas Australia.
Man.
There's a lot of shit overseas, dude.
Yeah, okay, alright. So we'll go east. We'll head east.
Alright.
No, not east. No, we want to go west.
Okay.
Wait, no, not north,
don't even
west.
Bother. Don't even
east,
bother.
No, east. Fuck it.
All right, so what's your little some music out of overseas
people? Some music out of Spain and Germany.
Sieg Heil. Germany.
So I want to start off with a band.
Is it a Nazi band?
But this is good. Fuck, I bet you if the Third Reich had this fucking music playing, they would have fucking taken over the world.
All right, well, yeah.
In the background,
yeah.
When they were marching,
instead of Edelweiss, you know.
This is really this fucking is some music. Really good. These are two
really cool tunes. There you go. I mean, you're gonna rock Ramstein? To it, never.
Yeah, Sieg Heil, I guess. Right?
But I want to start it off with something from Spain, Cthulhu.
Spain,
from Cthulhu? Spain, Cthulhu.
Are they listening?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, nobody crippled.
And we have a big audience from Germany tuned in right now. I'm going to do a two-shot of Ramstein.
Like I said, I think it's really good. Listen to it. You'll see.
Listen to all it. Right. You might like it. It's all in German.
You almost feel like you're back in the fucking 1940s marching with the fucking...
You do.
With the boys?
With the boys.
With the boys.
With the boys with the schwabs.
But this is the English version.
Fran Frank.
These are the English versions.
English versions.
They didn't make it during World War II.
The cripples either, did they?
No, they took care of the cripples first. Poor guys.
All right, go ahead.
Let's play some music that's not out of the United States. Jake Aces.
Bye. Who tried to run game on a nigga? Who pop pop with the trigger? Shame on a nigga who tried.
ass up. With that logo, stop from my vocal. Couldn't pick it up with a pair of bifocals. I'm no joker, play me as a joker. Wow. Beyond you like a house on fire, smoking. Who's be acting like they're gangs anyway? You like 4 years, come out and play. Yeah. Burn me, I get into shit, I let it out like diarrhea. Got burned once, but that was only gonorrhea. Dirty, I keep shit things in my drawer so I can get fuzzy funky for ya. Murder, taste the flame of the Wu-Tang. Here comes the tiger with screen.
First, there was DJ Wrathchild. Then, there was DJ Demonfire. Now, they reunite for Chaos to the Car Show.
I woke up. All I could taste was blood and metal.
All right, and we're back. That's right. We got Steve Grillo here sitting in with us in the studio apartment.
I'd like to apologize to all people again.
Again, apologize to a couple of people.
I'm sorry.
What I want to do is I want to give a shout out to a website.
What?
That's really fucking
shoot
cool.
Up.
I just fucking found it out maybe about a week and a half ago or so. It's NewYorkCityMetal.com. So NYCMetal.com. You guys should go there. Especially if you're from the New York City area. They got a calendar up there of all the shit that's going on in New York City. It's kind of almost like a MySpace for people in the New York City metal scene.
All the places you can go to get a bloody nose.
Exactly.
The social page.
That's a social page.
If you want to punch somebody in the face, check it out.
Check it out. NYC. That's right. NYCmetal.com. You should go there and
it's a punch in the face good.
It's that good. I belong. You belong.
I belong.
Mr. Ratchild, you do. Queen of the Damned, Miss Queen of the Damned.
I signed up for it. Yeah.
I don't think you signed up for it. Yet. You're not either that, or you're not my friend. I don't know.
Uh oh.
You she's haven't made yourself my
she's
friend.
More than a friend. She's more than a friend.
I That's know. Right. I am.
Friend.
Benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
The best kind
great
of
benefits.
I like the way
you
swish.
You mean like you have health insurance?
I like the way you swish better than he swishes. For sure.
Okay.
But I try so hard.
Well, go and join up. Be my friend. Be everybody else's friend on that page. And check it out because on September 22nd, next weekend, and Ratchild, you should fucking come. And you, Rillo, you
where
should
we
come.
Going?
All right, then.
Where
to
going?
The fucking Victim of Pain show over here in Queens. It's at Earn's Place, E-R-N, Earn's, Woodhaven Boulevard. That's right, on Woodhaven Boulevard in Queens, right across the street from St. John's.
How far away is it from you?
From me, it's about 5 minutes.
That's now I know where I'm staying. That's,
there you go.
You can get drunk and stay.
Everybody's invited.
You, you can spoon with his mom.
Yeah, that's right. I got a bunch of people hanging out of my house right now.
There's a whole big thing going on there.
That's where we're staying after the show.
It's a different circus in that area.
My masturbation schedule has dramatically changed since my mother moved in with me.
Yeah.
She moved in because she's...
Has it gone up?
It's gone up. It has. Especially when she's sleeping all curled up.
Oh, yeah. And the cat's licking your balls.
The cat's licking my nads.
Oh, God.
But she's staying with me temporarily until she finds her own place.
Yeah, and it's not like you have, like, a bedroom or anything. You got, like,
no,
a giant studio. There's
exactly.
There's no place to hide except the toilet.
There really isn't. I can go into the bathroom, but...
Yeah. Joe, you're in there too long.
No,
it doesn't smell.
She knocked on the door one day while I was in there.
Rubbing one off. What are you, Costanza?
I had to.
You're bad.
It had been like a week or so.
You're Joey Costanza.
I just wanted a little, you know, private time to myself.
You're a little backed up. A little backed up.
A
little backed up, I understand.
And then, you know, the knock comes at the door.
And then the dick goes, pew.
Pew, 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 like pew, fucking Miss Pac-Man, just pew, 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 pew. That's it. Just dies out.
Yo, how about that song that we just came in from?
You like that song?
That song is badass.
You never heard that song?
It's stuck in your head now, right?
Oh, and your thing is you can't go around the neighborhood fucking singing that song. You can get shot.
You get shot.
And I'm not a racist guy, but the name of the song is Shame on a Nigga.
And that's it. Shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga.
And it, well, I guess because trigger. It's okay to say because the Wu-Tang Clan did it. With,
you no, know, because it's N-I-G-G-A.
It's N-I-G-G-A. I gotcha. So, well, it's a damn good song. But, you know, you can really get punched in the face walking because it sticks in your head and you're walking on the block going, shame on a... I had a discussion with one of the bouncers at that nightclub I work at.
Nagger.
Yeah. And he, what's that?
Just
Magger?
Say Nagger.
Nagger.
Shame on a Nagger.
What's that? My Nagger. You're a real Nagger.
Yeah, Nagger. Hey, Nagger.
I was on the bus and this Nagger was bothering me. she's just nagging and nagging and nagging.
See, now you can't let your wife listen to this.
Why?
This song. Because she'll just blurt it right out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, my wife has a little bit. Like we both grew up in a household that didn't use that word. My parents never used that word. I went to school with black kids. And it wasn't something that you said. And my parents weren't racist. They weren't like, you know, N-word this, N-word that. So... my wife is telling a story, and I grew up in Canarsie. Now, Canarsie, when I grew up, is Italian, Irish, Jewish. Now, it's predominantly a black neighborhood. My parents still live there, so we have to take the L train. If anybody lives in New York, the L train goes through some of the worst neighborhoods in Brooklyn. Like, really, really bad neighborhoods. Like, the one stop is, like, the Livonia Avenue stop is, like, the NY. It's, like, it's on the, it's the third worst stop in the city.
The train just pulls in and on the platform. People stabbing.
I've seen people stabbed on the train. I've seen horrible atrocities. I've seen people pushed in front of the train. The lady's head was stuck between the platform and the fucking car. I've seen horrible things on the train. So it goes through some real shit in the neighborhoods. And me and my wife were only people, white people on the train. And she's telling the story, and she goes, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And boy, was I sweating like a runaway slave. And it was like someone just scratched the record. You know, and the whole car just like, the car just stopped. Like, it, like there was like someone pulled the emergency cord. And it was like, everybody looked at her, and I went, so anyway, over there, that's where I grew up, and that's why I started like, I just like recovered real quick. And man, it was just like fucking, there was like 45 eyes just staring at us. I was like, oh, and then I was like, got off. And just ran. Usually you take the bus when you get off. And I ran and took a taxi, dude.
His life just blurts out shit that just comes to our mind. It's amazing. It's great.
It's classic.
Yeah, it really.
What about she was in the cab?
Oh yeah. I was trying to explain. You know, back in the day, like if you watch like Gone with the Wind and shit, like the black people that the slaves in the house, they were called mammies. You know, mammy. You know, like that whole song and shit.
Mammy.
So you know that was like the black person, my mammy. You know, so. I tried to explain it to her, and we're in a taxi cab. The woman who's driving was a black woman, and she so innocently goes, "Steve, is she a mammy?" And I'm like, "Shut it!" Thank God the woman didn't hear us. Thank God, because it would have been like she would have got out, and she was like a bruiser too. She would have got out and beat both our asses. You know what I'm saying? So she just. She means well. Like, she's not racist. She just doesn't understand what
nah,
can be
said.
She's
very innocent about those kinds of
things. Yeah, my grandmother was kind of like that, too. My grandmother was an old school Brooklynite. You know, she grew up in Coney Island in the fucking 30s and 40s and shit. And she had that Archie Bunker lingo going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That she said Turlet. Like she said Turlet and Earl, you know, and stuff like that. She wasn't Edith Bunker. She was fucking not a dopey woman at all, but she had that old school Brooklynese,
mm-hmm.
You know. Go get me the tin furl. Oh, did Santa Claus come and see you? You know, Santa I had to change the Earl in my car. You know, like so, and she still, you know, didn't understand when she grew up. The term that people used for black people was colored people.
Yeah,
and now it's sort of an offensive term, but back then, you know, that but that's you know she's like. She was in
what is the offensive term now? I don't even know. I can't keep
colored,
up.
You can't say the colored folk.
You're not allowed to say colored folk.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think
they like it.
I don't understand
yeah,
why.
I don't know. Like Asian, you can't say Asian. It's got to be what? It's Asian is a rug.
No, you can say Asian. No. Oriental's
a
rug.
Oriental's a rug. Okay, yeah,
but
there you
for
go.
Black people, what is it?
I like to call them chinks myself.
What is it with... colored people's no good? African-American, is that okay?
No,
it depends.
Black? Black or... That black person, I guess, that's sort of on its way out, too, right now.
Is that okay or not okay?
I think it's okay, but you got to be careful.
So
like,
we'll
if you're doing it, like, professionally...
How about we go brown people?
I just say call everybody nigga.
I mean, now
I say call them all nigga.
There you go.
Call everybody nigga. Or white people.
Stop.
White people are calling
Shame
each other
on
niggas,
nigga.
Too.
Shame on
a nigga. But white people are calling each other niggas.
Yeah,
everybody should just call everybody else nigga.
That's what I was saying before.
No, I'm sorry. That's just not right, man.
Chinese people call Chinese people niggas, too. Call everybody nigga.
No, they don't.
It sparks in the
no.
people's
How
jobs,
come so. They're allowed to call each other nigga?
Who?
Black people.
Colors.
Where?
The colors?
How?
Who? The colors?
Who are you talking about?
Talking about the niggas.
Who are you talking about?
So anyway, let me finish the story real quick with my grandmother. So she lived like in Flatbush Avenue, right behind a big bus depot. Mm. So I guess they had fuel tanks underneath the ground, and I guess one had cracked. So she kept smelling gas. So she called up Con Ed and be like, she goes, I smell gas. And she thought it was something in the house. Mm-hmm. So the Con Ed guy would come and he'd check everything. He goes, Miss Cox, I don't see anything. And she goes, okay. And then she call him up again. I still smell gas. I smell gas. This is not good. I smell gas really strong.
Well, she should be calling Brooklyn Union Gas.
She was. No, she was calling Brooklyn Union Gas.
They're saying Con Ed.
Con Ed, Brooklyn Union Gas. Whatever.
Same thing. What's the electrician going to
do for the gas? Don't know where.
Brooklyn Union Gas, Con Ed.
Back then it was Brooklyn Union. Yeah. Now it's Keyspan.
Well, I don't know. Oh, jeez. We're getting specific about that gas. Oh, my God. Queen of the question mark. What?
There she goes with her funny take.
There we go.
So,
my point.
Yeah.
What was it? Side of things.
Your funny side.
Side of things.
Real quick, my grandmother kept a log of everybody who came. She was smart. She said, okay. And she gave a little description of the guy who came or his name, whatever. So she goes, well, the man who came, she's reading what she goes, oh, here, see? The colored guy that came on January 2nd, you know, said this. And the guy goes, ma'am, you can't say colored anymore. It's not appropriate. She goes, I'm 75 years old. Don't you tell me what to do and how to talk. I've been saying that since I was a little girl. And I'm just like, when you leave that, I'm going to write down that Arab that gave me a problem. That's a fucking classic Jesus. Grandma, you know. She was a fucking pip. But that Arab that gave me a problem.
Out
of Archie Bunker.
I don't understand what the problem with nigger is. I mean, when I use nigger, I don't really use it as an offensive term.
I think if you use it hateful, like if you call someone. Yeah.
Sometimes.
You know, exactly. But you know what? It's
what's out. This is the real world. This is the way things
oops
are.
Oopsie-daisy. Yeah. But, you know, it's actually come to mean friend at this point. Yo, that's my nigger.
Exactly.
That's your friend, you know, like that. Yo, that's cool. That guy's my nigger. You know? And,
yeah, but black people look at you like you're crazy when they see a white person saying that.
Yeah, no, crazy. You get into a fight. They don't like you. We're not allowed to say it.
Call each other nigger, friend, whatever.
It's reverse slavery. We're their slaves now. We can't say that word.
Steve, you're really making friends today, aren't you?
Making a lot of friends.
Now we're
the cripples.
Now
no, it's their redemption.
Yeah, it's gonna be a bunch of black cripples.
No, it's black redemption. We're not allowed to say it. So shut the fuck up and don't say it. My mouth is shut.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not saying it. Go ahead. Have a ball.
Well, we don't have too much longer left on the air. So
no, we don't.
You want to plug anything? I mean,
what am I plugging? I don't know. You want to come see me at gay night?
Fuck it. You never know. You might get people to come on.
Yeah,
down.
Well, I work at Plum on Monday nights. It's on 8th Avenue, but I don't know how long I'm going to be there. It's on right off 8th Avenue Monday nights. It's open bar from 9 to 10.
Plum on 8th Avenue vodka. And what?
Between 7th and 8th.
8th Avenue between 7th and
8th. Oh, 14th Street.
14th Street. 8th Avenue and
17th. It's on 14th Street, like off of 8th Avenue. And, there's a lot of hot, horny girls down there, dude. So if you're fucking out there and you want to get laid, I almost guarantee it. Just make
guaranteed.
Sure you wash.
I don't think I'm going to come down there.
Yeah.
I don't think
why? I sashay so much better there.
Also, yeah, right? Do you do that? Do you wiggle behind the bar?
Oh, I wiggle for whatever, man.
It makes you money, doesn't it?
Oh, fuck yeah. Throw it right in my G-string.
That's too fucking funny.
Well, hold on. Maybe I. If I get a computer, maybe we'll have a radio show doing something here on Friday nights or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I was chilling. I think I had a lot of fun here.
Yeah,
I had a good time.
That was a sick show. That one goes in the books.
What you got to do is you got to check out Steve's fucking podcast over there podomatic.com/Steve Grillo.
I interviewed Jodie Foster.
Can you?
I think we talked about that, right? Jodie Foster. Joe's going to break the window.
I'm going to break a fucking lamp over
here. No, you're all right. Just don't lean back.
Oops. Hey, don't trip over the Barbie doll.
That thing costs $8,500.
Like smashing a lamp into your $8,500
fucking what is piece this thing? What is this? Like, it looks like something my grandmother would have.
China cabinet?
It's is that a coffee cabinet?
Is this your wedding candle here?
Yes, it is.
And we shall become one to share all the days of our lives.
When it's not lit.
That's cute. Look, and the wax is in the shape of a heart over here.
And a giant cock.
A giant penis.
Obscene fucking candle you got there. You let your kids see that?
Too fine.
Do you actually use any of this shit in here, or is it just for, like, viewing pleasure?
Yeah, do you drink out of those glasses in there?
Sure do.
You do?
But not
what about the crystal vase? Was that, like, on your What's that list you get when you're married? Was that on your registry?
Your registry.
Was that on your registry?
Some.
Probably. Jesus. I would like the crystal vase from Crate and Barrel.
Now, most of that stuff is
gay.
Given to us, yes.
Most of that stuff is nah, he lives with his wife. What do you mean?
Yeah, no, it's very domestic.
Well, he needs to learn to be living with a life.
Yeah.
Me?
No,
wife.
It's very domesticated here. It's very. There's little kids' toys in the corner, which scared me because he doesn't have any kids. No, I'm just kidding.
What's this Nambla sticker on?
Funny, guys.
Why is there a public notice outside your door? There's a neighborhood watch station right out there 24/7. Are you on any registry? Neighborhood registry.
The neighborhood registry? The sex offender registry?
This is the perv corner.
Oh, my God.
He's in a group home with a bunch
of
pervs.
Can you actually get access to something like that?
I'm sure you must be able to.
Registry where
you
all
should if you do got two little
kids. If you want to know
I guarantee you there's got to be a public.
Of course.
There's probably...
If you want to know who's a pervert around
here. Yeah, and it just has like little red dots where they live and shit. You can go down.
Now, that's cool. That's
a website.
You should. I want to know what a perv is.
You can see who the fuck's living in your neighborhood.
Yeah. Who I'm going to crack over the head with a bat.
Damn right.
I'll tell you, I bet you'd be surprised if you type in your fucking zip code how many goddamn perverts are floating around right around your house.
Oh, Jesus.
I swear to God.
Fuck yeah.
You think?
Yeah, man. You better open your eyes, son.
Yeah, check out that shit.
So the money is in maybe making a website. Find out where the... You know,
but it's free. It's free through the government.
No, come on, for the government, but no, but you zone it. What a level of apartment they're in.
Oh, well, like their fucking phone number and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, 555 perv.
Wrongroom.com. But you can find out, man. I tell you, you can find out, and I bet you'd be surprised how many fucking weirdos are living around your neighborhood.
What's the website?
What's
the website?
I don't know, Nambla.com. I don't know.
Nambla.com. That's the sickest thing, man. Yeah, I remember like
neighborhoodwatch.com.
Probably. Maybe. Well, you know what? Actually, the precinct, probably your local precinct. I guarantee you has something. I guarantee you. If you went down there, they probably can give you a list of all the fucking registered perverts. You don't want to know who the registered perverts live?
Well, you know, I would, but I wouldn't do it by going to the precinct.
Why not? Oh, you're good because you smell like pot.
Yeah, right. Just go in and say I wanted to see if my name was on the registry.
I'd like to check.
Why, you've done this before? Have you done this before?
And I just look at it and go, oh, good, I'm not on.
No more burning, burning crosses on my lawn.
Thank you, officer. Here you go. Here's your paper.
It's good to know that we can track down these perverts. It's real good.
Well, I want to thank Steve for coming and hanging out with
us. Yeah, anytime.
Yeah, it was fun.
That was
good
fun.
Guy to hang out with.
Miss Queen of Damned, my lovely, that's right, my lovely
Yay.
Baby. And Mr. Ratchild, look at him.
There he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Law is Aldrich, motherfucker.
Law is Aldrich. You do, you kind of look like Laws.
Nah, I get that all the time, but I'm getting older.
Yeah.
So is Lars.
Yeah, you can join him. You look like him now.
And are we going to be on next week? What are we doing next week? Are we on the air?
Yes, we are.
All right, good. Next Sunday, 4 o'clock Eastern Time, we'll be on the air. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe Steve will be back again.
Yeah, I just want to do that. I had some fun today.
You'll be back at some point. It's not like we're going to...
No. I plan on being back very soon, hopefully with something of my own. Well, me and you probably do something, right?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't understand your name. Why wouldn't your name be Meat Hook? There's another story. He wants to dig up stories about me. This guy, when I first met him, he's in my phone, and everybody that I know knows him as Meat Hook. Because he had, some people carry fucking bats or a knife underneath their seat. This guy carried a fucking giant meat hook in his back seat. Not just like, a bat, you pull over, you get mad at somebody. It was like one of them, like a giant old hook that he used to like use the hook meat and push it down the fucking it's sharp as hell. Like instead imagine like you pull over, like you're gonna get into a fight with somebody and the guy pulls out a fucking meat hook. What the fuck is that, dude?
You know where I got that meat hook there, Miss Queen of the Dam? JC gave it to me.
Oh, how nice.
It was his.
Yeah, that was like that's...
I can see him using it though.
That's exactly it. See, you can see him using it. You know where I got it from. He gave it to me. He left it to me. He willed it to me.
That is basically a will. That is something that you pass down to your kids.
Meat hook. I give you the family meat hook.
Yeah, the family meat hook. That would be the name of your family. Family meat hook.
Family meat hook. All right. Well, so we'll see you next week, next Sunday afternoon. And Steve may or may not be around. We don't know.
Yeah. Well,
like I said,
try.
We haven't heard the last of you.
No. Hell no.
And
I hope you know, no. Everybody enjoyed that. Me berating myself.
Hell yeah, maybe.
I hope you had a good time. I know I did.
Oh, I know I laughed.
I know we have it. Yeah. We have it recorded.
Yeah, just cut the crippled shit out.
No, I'm leaving all that.
Oh,
shit.
Come on, dude.
I'm making that part louder.
No,
I'm just gonna leave it alone.
I want to apologize again for my misbehavior.
I still don't get the crippled part. But
I want to apologize to all the black cripples.
Can we go out with that song again?
Which song?
The shame on.
Can we do that? That would be cool. Let's go
gone.
Out with that song.
It's gone.
Oh, come on. This
but I got a great song. I got a really cool tune to play.
He doesn't want
to
play it. He's a freak. People across the street.
I'm a freak.
Washington, the Suds place might
come to
protest.
That was actually my request.
What's that?
That song.
A very good request, Queen of the Dam. And you will be Queen of the Dam.
You didn't like the song I played for you?
I love that one, too.
What's happening? All right. Well, thanks again. Thanks for listening. Yeah. I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
You guys should stick around. Who's coming on next? Deacon of Metal. He's coming on at 6 o'clock. We'll throw it to him at 6. And stick around for him. And we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Suck a cock.
they never pick. 53rd and 3rd, gonna make you feel sick. You think you can? Well, come on, man. I was a Green Beret in a Vietnam. No more of your Paris Torres. Cause I got my other worries. 53rd and 3rd, standing on the street. I'm on 53rd and 3rd. I'm trying to turn a trick again.